Over lunch, I think the members have also heard how the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Pete, reinforced the U.S. commitment to this part of the world and the U.S. commitment to want to work with the various countries and military forces in this part of the world. And I think the ministers around the table were cheered by this commitment. But of course, I think everyone is looking forward to the next step where we translate this commitment into tangible actions. I think it will be fair to say that most, if not everyone around the table, would have hoped for the presence of the Chinese delegation, because the Shangri-La dialogue has continued to grow over all these years. The participation has continued to grow. And that's because many people found it useful, a useful platform to exchange perspective. Now, we may not always agree with one another on all issues, but that's not the most important point. The most important point is that we have a platform, we have meetings, side meetings, that allow people to talk to one another, exchange perspectives, and that minimizes the chances of miscalculations or the misreading of each other's intention. And I think for all the security practitioners, they will know. Beyond a misreading or misestimation, a wrong estimation of one's capability is the misreading of one's intention. And it is only through dialogues that we can have this clarity of one another's intention. And that is very useful. I can't speak for China, but I'm sure the Chinese will have their own considerations as to when they would like which level of representation for which dialogue. So we continue to welcome China's participation in future dialogues. And even on the sidelines, I encourage all my fellow counterparts, all my fellow defense ministers, that notwithstanding China's absence, we should continue to reach out to China. And I'm sure China, in its own time, will also want to reach out to the rest of the world, because I think it's important for all sides to try to reach out to one another, to better understand one another, so that we minimize the chances of misunderstanding or misreading of each other's intent.